Absolutely. And a student typically in 1910 or 1920 would be versed into organic chemistry. That was the major thing. The students were expected to memorize and know by heart, let's say, how sulfuric acid was produced, how ammonia was produced, mm-hmm. and so on.
The industrial side.
Around 1925, especially with some tremendously innovative educators at MIT, the field changed. It became much more quantitative by the introduction first of thermodynamics, then of a series of other courses that translated basically the basics of chemical engineering into courses known as unit operations. Basically units which you find in not only one process in chemical engineering, mm-hmm. but in a variety of processes, uh-huh. like distillation, extraction, crystallization, and so on. And that type of approach went for about 25 years. And it really changed the field. It made chemical engineers, as I said, more quantitative. Mm-hmm. And then around 1955, there was another major explosion where we became even much more mathematical than before, mm-hmm. with the introduction of what we call transfer phenomena. That is, fluid mechanics, heat and mass transfer, and so on, and the introduction in around the same period of applied mathematics in chemical engineering. A major transformation mm-hmm. of the field. So when you start analyzing really what has happened in the field, you're fascinated, you know, mm-hmm. that there have been all these changes.